Time to check in with Main Street Moberly, and Diane Richardson is in. Happy birthday.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Brad. And everyone else that wished me a happy birthday yesterday.
She's in to review and to also look ahead. Let's start with taking a look back at a couple of events. The Spring Stroll was held.
We held that on April the 7th. It was on a Saturday, cold Saturday. One of these days will warm up and it'll really feel like springtime. But it was a great event. This was the third year in a row that we have done this. We've typically partnered with United Way, and we've done a Purses with a Purpose fundraiser for them. This year we chose to do something different, and it really turned out to be a nice, pleasant experience. We had a number of families from the Moberly area and surrounding areas that came in, and in the past it hasn't been so much of a family affair type of thing, but that turned out to be a nice change for us with the stroll. We also had a number of our downtown businesses that gave us door prizes, and we were able to give out over $500 worth of prizes and incentives and things for people that participated in the stroll. So while the numbers probably weren't that great, you know, the weather made a difference and the change made a difference, and there's just a lot going on. So, but we were glad to get that one underway. We've already met and talked about what we want to do next year. And so, we hope to really make that an annual event for us downtown, just to kind of brush off the cold and knock the chill off and get downtown at the start of the spring season. So.
And you took a group to the national conference, and what was your takeaway from that?
I think we're still debriefing from that. We took 8 people this year from our community, which was fantastic. This was a national conference. First time I've been to a national conference. It was in Kansas City, close to home. It made it very affordable for us to be able to attend and to take more people with us. So we met, the group of 8 of us met, and we kind of laid out our thoughts and talked about some of our favorite programs and some of the things that we attended, the people that we met. I do want to say that for me, the opportunity to visit with not only statewide or local other organizations, but just to visit with people from all over the country who do the same things that we do in our downtown community, or have programs that work really well, or they want to borrow programs from our community that work well. The networking for that is amazing. And 2 things this year, I hope that there are listeners in our Kirksville area and our Brunswick area, because those are 2 brand new affiliate Main Street programs that are taking place in the state of Missouri. And we have connected with them. We share ideas with those folks that are in charge of their programs there. And I wish them all the success in the world, because we get so excited when we go to conferences and we come back with great ideas, and then we get back in our communities and start doing the work again. And so it's very important to keep in touch with everyone that's got those programs going. And so I wish them all the best. Both of those communities were able to attend the national conference as well. And so I know they were just as excited when they went back home as we were when we got back here. Mm. So we talked about all kinds of things, from economic development, economic impact, creating events, creating destination downtowns, all over the place, retail places. Of the 8 people that went, we did not cross over on any of the workshops that we went to, and there were well over 100 workshops on those 3 days. And for some communities, if you went up a day early, you could spend some time actually touring communities such as Excelsior Springs and Liberty and Lee's Summit, which we got to spend some time in Lee's Summit at the end of the conference. They welcomed us into their downtown, and so we shopped and toured and ate and just really had a good time. And for that particular event, on the last day, there were over 600 people spending their dollars in downtown Lee's Summit. And so that was a pretty big event for them. The entire conference had about 1,700 attendees from all over the United States. So pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about it's a time for you to kind of learn, pick ideas. I'm curious, without putting you on the spot, but what are some positive things that are happening here with our Main Street Moberly that others look at and say, hey, I like that. I may take that back with me.
You know, we do a lot of our promotion through social media, radio, websites, Facebook, Twitter, all of those things. And that is something I think we do very well. We want to stay on top of things. We want to get that information out. One of the events that we copied from another community, and I was able to share that with that community and some others while we were there, is our new Wine and Shine event. That's really turned into something that we didn't know what to expect from that. We borrowed it from our sister city in Southern Missouri, Joplin, and they have tweaked theirs a little bit and changed it based on some of the information and feedback that we gave to them as well. They were experiencing some of the same things. And so we've both tweaked those things. And of course, then we both had the opportunity in a director's meeting and roundtable to share that with other communities. So it's really kind of nice. We had a lot of folks say, wow, you had 8 people come to the conference. That's really great. So one of the things that I think we do very well is involve our board. And the more people you have involved and understanding the program, the more fun it is and the easier it is to get things done. So
those are And as you were coming in, I was giving away tickets to a 4th Street Theater show. What an asset that is to our downtown.
We are extremely fortunate to have that. In fact, when we went to the first night of our conference, we were able to spend the evening at the Midland Theater in downtown Kansas City. We were just within a few blocks of the Power and Light District, and so lots of things going on. But our opening plenary session was held at the Midland Theater. And if you've not been there, I had not been there, and it is absolutely gorgeous. But when I sat there and looked around, I thought, our theater, this is the gem of this downtown. Our 4th Street Theater is the gem of our downtown. And so lots of things. We were very pleased to talk about that with other people. The 4th Street just got an award last month from the State Historic Preservation Organization. And so we were able to talk about that as well at that conference. So we're doing a lot of really good things here. And it almost seems like things are just happening. But I know that's not the case. There's a lot of people behind the scenes making those things happen. So
Diane Richardson with me from Main Street Moberly. Let's talk about National Historic Preservation Month. Is this what this brochure is?
You've got
a brochure here.
Yes, we've got brochures, t-shirts, buttons, flyers, posters. We have all kinds of things. We're actually partnering this year with our Missouri Main Street office, which is in Branson. I've mentioned them before. They are partnering with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, State Missouri Historic Preservation Office, USDA Department of the Interior, and the National Park Service, among others, to do a road trip across the state of Missouri to celebrate National Preservation Month, which starts May the 1st. And so we being Moberly, the community of Moberly, is one of 13 communities that's going to be featured in this road trip. And so, you know, some I've already mentioned, Liberty and Lee's Summit, Washington, Missouri, I've talked about them. They're great. Main Street Community, Excelsior Springs, Chillicothe, Mansfield, Cape Girardeau, Jackson, Warrensburg, Independence, and Jefferson City are all on this road trip, but we are the one right in the center of Central Missouri. And so they're going to stop here on Monday, May 14th, and we will be at the 4th Street Theater for an afternoon reception. We typically recognize through our local Historic Preservation Commission notable properties. And so this really ties in with that event that we already do. We're just making it bigger and better this year. And so we're pretty honored to be one of those 13 stops along that road trip. And so be looking on our website and our Facebook page especially for information on that event. It's free and open to the public. There'll be a reception starting about 5:30. And then because that falls on the second Monday of the month, there will be the jam session, the music concert that's typically held there at the theater, but it's going to be ramped up just a little bit more. And so we want people to really enjoy the theater and enjoy what downtown Moberly has to offer. So we're going to be hosting a lot of those folks. The people that you hear me talk about, Gayla and Keith and those folks that are at the Missouri Main Street office, they will be here in Moberly on that day. And so we'll get a chance to meet them and really celebrate a lot of what's going on. And you'll see some orange signs around town that say this place matters. We want to get more of those out because our community does matter. And we want people to know that. And we're very proud of our community. So that event will be coming up on May the 14th. The Randolph County Historical Society will be open earlier that afternoon as well. And so we'll be taking some folks on a small tour of that while they're here in town too. And a lot of those folks have been in our community, shopped, they've had meals here, they've stayed with us. But now we're going to do a little bit of entertaining. And so it'll be a fun event.
Okay, Monday, May 14th, part of a 13-city tour for Missouri Main Street. Mm-hmm. And a stop here in Moberly. Is there a Wine and Shine that night, too, or is that a different
deal? That's a different night. You know, our Wine and Shines fall on the first Thursday of the month, and we are lucky, again, to have the Historical Society Museum open on that particular Monday, which I believe, as I look at my calendar, is going to be May the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And those start at 5 o'clock and go to 7:30 or 5:30 to 7, thereabouts. We Some of us come a little earlier and stay a little later, but we'll be talking again about Historic Preservation Month and some of the other things going on. But the theater is the prime location on May 14th, but on May the 3rd, it'll be the Historical Museum. And they've done some rearranging in there, too, and got some new exhibits up in there, too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
May 3rd at the Historical Museum.
Yes.
For the Wine and Shine, 5:30. Yes. Then there's something called Ballyhoo.
Yes, we kind of talked about that last
month. Following Saturday, you gave us a tease. What can you tell us about Ballyhoo?
Ballyhoo, again, another celebration event. This one is more of a special event expo open to the community. There is a $1 entry fee, and I will be there at the door to greet people at the Municipal Auditorium on that day. Doors will open around 9 o'clock, I believe, and we'll be there until about 3 o'clock. This is an event that's being coordinated by Kara Holum, who is the owner of In Cahoots in downtown Moberly. And so we have talked for a few years about doing a special event expo in the downtown area. And she has about 30 vendors that are going to be there that day. They'll have caterers. They'll have formal wear. There's actually a fashion show as part of this event. There will be people who have tents and tables and entertainment and all kinds of things. Local and outside of the community as well that'll be coming in. We will also be encouraging people to visit the stores downtown who feature items for special occasions as well, such as florist, bakery, jewelry stores, those types of things. And so I'll have a map for those people that day, and they can go down and visit the stores downtown as well. So we're expecting a really good day. That's also the same day as the Master Gardener's annual plant sale. University Extension is located downtown, and so they have information on that. And I understand Community Kitchen is doing a special Cinco de Mayo luncheon that day. So a lot going on, kicking off the month of May. It's going to be busy downtown, and we want people to come down and visit us.
Okay, Ballyhoo, 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Municipal Auditorium?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
All right, mark that on your calendar, and Railroad Days will be here before you know it.
Can you believe that? We've already been meeting about Railroad Days.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It is good. You know, I looked at the calendar yesterday. It's really only 8 weeks away. And there's a lot goes on for as far as Main Street goes, but there's a lot going on that entire week leading up to the weekend. But on Saturday the 16th, we're already planning for our annual breakfast under the big tent downtown. We've got a car show lined out. Of course, the farmers market will be starting in May as well. And so in June, when the Railroad Days comes around, we'll have a special farmers market with that. And, you know, we'll have a couple that we're hoping to do a couple of art galleries, pop-up galleries, which seems to be pretty popular in some other communities. And so we're going to borrow those ideas and try to do that downtown as well. And MACC has Art on the Block at the end of the week, too. Mm-hmm. So that's a busy, busy time. But we're looking forward to Railroad Days this year.
All right. It is amping up here. Getting busy.
It is.
Things coming up.
Keep
all right.
Up.
Very good. We appreciate you dropping by. If folks want to contact you, what is your contact information?
My office number is 660-263-5251. If you're interested in participating in any of those things, or if you're interested in the car show, I know there's a lot of classic cars I see around town, and we'd really like to increase the participation in that this year. So give me a call at the office. My office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to noon. And if I am not in, please leave a message and I will call you back.
Very good. And Facebook, Main Street Moberly Inc.
Absolutely. Yeah. Check us out.
Got it. Diane Richardson joining us here on Quick Slam this morning.